Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome back and Merry Christmas Eve. And we've been doing some of this trivia throughout the show this morning. And the most recent question for you was Jesus's birth scandalous at the time? Were the circumstances of his birth scandalous at the time? Now, most of you, probably all of you, know the story of the virgin birth, of the nativity. Of Mary has this angel appear to her, Gabriel, who announces to her that she has been chosen by God and that she will bear a son. And she's a virgin, so this is shocking news. She's betrothed to be married to Joseph at the time. They're not married yet. And the Holy Spirit is going to come upon her. She's going to conceive and bear this son. And as you can imagine, scandalous really in any age or time for an unwed person to bear a child, but especially in the ancient world. In fact, at this particular time, you could be stoned for having a child out of wedlock. And Joseph, when he finds out or discovers this or is told of this, he reacts by thinking that the right thing to do is to put her away privily, as the King James calls it, to not make it public, but end the betrothal. And, because, when he first hears about it, I'm sure he's assuming that, she's done something. And then Joseph is announced to him that this is actually, in fact, God's son. And Mary is telling the complete truth and that it is going to be a virgin birth. And so he changes his mind and they are married. And Jesus is born, the miraculous virgin birth, as it was prophesied all the way back in the Old Testament by Micah the prophet. Micah 5:2, I believe, is the reference that discusses the virgin birth long before. And the question is, we hear that story. A lot of people question whether or not, did everybody around them, did their neighbors and their relatives, did everybody think this was scandalous? This is the God's son. Like, how could the circumstances of his birth be such? I mean, everybody talks about the shocking nature of him being born in a manger, literally in a trough for animals. Think about how, just in any context, but especially in a modern context, to think that the Son of God would be born to extremely young, dirt poor, really unimportant people by any standard of imagination, to be born in a stable, in literally an animal trough, and wrapped with these swaddling clothes, and how could this be? Let alone that being the case, but here being born in under these scandalous circumstances. Well, was it known? That's a trivia question. Well, the answer is yes, it was known, and it was indeed scandalous. In fact, all the way in John 8:41, when Jesus is a full-grown adult in his earthly ministry, he's interacting with the Pharisees, and they're talking about the lineage with Abraham, and they're talking about these different questions, and the Pharisees respond with, then said they to him, "We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God." Making a quote to, and they said that directly to Jesus when he's talking about the, you know, his lineage with Abraham and him being from the Father. And their response, their sarcastic retort, that they weren't born out of wedlock. The circumstances of their birth are not such as yours. And a lot of people don't realize that. I mean, that's, I think it's an underappreciated part of the story that, you know, Jesus' whole story, he was went through pretty much anything that a human could ever go through. The phrase that Jesus uses, he bore the burdens. He knows all of the burdens that we could ever face on this earth. I mean, he literally died on the cross for the sins of mankind. He bore the weight of our sin, and his birth, born in poverty, in disgrace, he was later in his life rejected and mocked and beaten. And the story of Christmas is thrilling. I mean, there's a reason it has inspired this. I believe I read the most songs related to any specific event are related to this and to the crucifixion and resurrection, the story of Jesus. And why is that? Well, it's the most it's the most important story that can be told. It's the most inspiring story that can be told. You know, we talk a lot about Western civilization and how important it is. And, you know, well, you know, really, it's the root of it. It's the underpinning of it. It's the idea that all people are valuable and created in the image of God, that all people have the opportunity to know God, that he willingly came. He was Emmanuel, God with us, who came to this earth to live as you and as me, and to die and to take our sins on the cross. And that's what we're celebrating. And, you know, there's a lot of things we can talk about. We talked about Santa's coat. We talked about, you know, movies and different things we can enjoy with a season with our kids. But, oh, ladies and gentlemen, don't miss the whole point of the season. This idea, this truth that we can have redemption, that we can that we can know God, that he cares about us, that he knows what you're going through, that he cares about you and he loves you and he wants to save you and have a relationship with you. And if you're looking for a place, maybe you want to take your kids to a Christmas Eve service, my church, Morningside Baptist Church, right here in Greenville, is having a Christmas Eve service that you could take part in. It's right over on Pelham. I know a lot of other churches are also doing that. And one segment I wanted to talk about was Christmas traditions. A text line is 1-800-905-0989. If you want to let me know what your favorite Christmas tradition is, you know, they're so vitally important this season where we do all these fun, amazing things, but it's so important to use this opportunity to love and fellowship with the people around you, to teach the younger generation, your kids, why it matters. So make time for that. Make time to explain the Christmas story, to understand what we're actually celebrating. If you want to do that with us, you can come with us at Morningside Baptist tonight. It's at 7 p.m., the candlelight service. I know a lot of other services, churches are doing services as well. I encourage you to get to one, and I hope you take this opportunity to celebrate and recognize what the true reason for the season is. Up next, we have another legislator who's going to call in and let us know what is on their Christmas wish list, specifically their legislative wish list. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is Adam Morgan in for Terra Servatius, News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Welcome back and Merry Christmas Eve. We were just talking about the scandalous nature of Jesus' birth and of the nativity story, with just the fact that God would send his own son to be born to poor people, to young people, born to a virgin. With a scandal attached, and later on in Jesus' ministry, people even mocked the circumstance of his birth as if he were born to an unwed mother, and the fact that he would face all of that willingly and knowingly and ultimately face the cross for the salvation of mankind. That's what we're celebrating. I also, as soon as I said, I keep saying Micah, and it's Micah is the Bethlehem prophecy, because there's multiple prophecies that Jesus fulfilled. Micah 5:2 is the Bethlehem prophecy that he would be born in Bethlehem, which, once again, a fascinating part of the story where Caesar, this Roman, the Roman Caesar Augustus, sends out a decree that the whole world should be taxed and all the people have to go to their home city of birth, and Joseph and Mary have to travel while she's pregnant so that that prophecy of Micah could ultimately be fulfilled, that he would be born in Bethlehem, even though they were from Nazareth. And it's Isaiah, now I'm blanking, maybe it's 7:14, Isaiah 7, just read the whole thing and you'll find it, is the prophecy of the virgin birth, let alone the story of the star and the magi following this star, the heavens aligning themselves to, you know, proclaim Jesus' birth, and the angels appearing and announcing to shepherds. So much of the story is so amazing and thrilling, and it's worthy to reflect on and to repeat and teach to others, especially the young people in our lives. So make sure you take time to do that this Christmas season. Well, we want to continue with these legislators, conservative legislators, to tell us what's on their Christmas list. We have Chris Huff, another Greenville representative, with us now, joining us on the program to give us his Christmas list. Chris Huff, are you there? Chris, can you hear me?
Hey, is this future Congressman Adam Morgan that I hear on the show this morning?
Yeah, I don't know about this, but he's currently the guest host fill-in for Terra Servatius on WORD 98.9.
I hear you, brother. Hey, the those service songs in Isaiah scream of the Messiah. So, hey, I'm here with you. I love what you're sharing with the people this morning, man. Thank you, brother, for what you're doing.
Hey, it's the greatest story ever told, worthy of telling, right?
Absolutely, and so many people think it's just in the New Testament, but the Old Testament is chock full of so many prophecies of that Messiah to come, and so we need, especially at this time of year, to be able to see that, understand that, and grab hold of that. So thank you for bringing that out in the Old Testament scriptures as well as the New Testament. So look, I've got a couple of things on my list, man. Closed primaries.
Hey.
Closed primaries. Something we've got to make happen. And, you know, one thing that I want to make sure that our listeners know, I know Charlie's been hitting this. We've tried to give him that information, but we need to make this happen on Tara's show and everybody else's show. There's two bills down there. One bill actually closes the primary. That's Mike Burns' bill. It would actually say, hey, if you're registered as a Republican, you vote in the Republican primary. If you're registered as a Democrat, you vote in the Democratic primary.
Novel concept.
Imagine that. If you're a Republican, you pick your candidate. If you're a Democrat, you pick your candidate. And then guess what? When we get to the general, we run those two people against each other. Hey, that seems like that's what it's made for, right? But then there's another bill that I think is going to probably get more traction, and that's probably the bill we're going to have to deal with. And this bill actually puts a caveat in there where as long as you declare unaffiliated, I don't remember if it's 60 or 90 days out in advance, as long as you declare unaffiliated, you can still vote in whichever primary you want to. And so that's no different than what we've got. That's still an open primary. Yeah. It makes
you
no
just
sense
change and vote. Yeah. And that's the whole thing. They had all these plans to try to meddle in these elections. So we already know they're going to do it. Yeah. You need to close
so
it.
We need to, while we've got, you know, our state GOP director saying, hey, close primaries, well, let's make sure that we all hold him accountable and say, listen, if you really want to close the primaries, then let's actually close the primaries. Let's tell the Republicans, hey, you elect your candidate, and the Democrats, you elect your candidate. I don't think it's fair for Republicans to go over in the Democratic primary and elect a Democratic candidate any more than it is for Democrats to come over to the Republican primary and influence the Republican primary. Let's elect the best from each and then let them go up against one another in the general. And that is a true closed primary.
I mean, it's of course, it's what should happen. And to your point, don't let the do-nothing establishment, supposed Republican establishment, pass a watered-down show do-nothing bill that actually solidifies the problem and then claims that they did something. We need the real bills. I'm speaking with Representative Chris Huff, who represents what area do you represent? I know it's Simpsonville and that whole district. What specific area?
Southern Greenville. I got that whole rural section, District 28. But, you know, they're going to call it a closed primary, and it's not really going to close them.
Yeah. They do that all the time. Every issue they do this.
Yeah. Let's throw another one at you. Property taxes. You know, they did a rope-a-dope on us this time, and they talked about, hey, let's fix income tax. Well, you know that income tax bill that they claim is going to lower income tax. Well, it's attached to growth in income, state income. So as long as the income revenue of the state increases by X margin, then your percentage of income tax can be decreased by, you know, a nominal percentage point. But my take on this is, look, property taxes are criminal, man. If you can't even own your stuff, you'll never own it. You'll never own it. The minute you don't pay it, the government can take it, right? And so property taxes is the thing we need to be going after. This idea that income taxes, they're doing it because it's popular. They're doing it because they can attach, you know, GDP to it and say, as long as we grow income by this much, we can. But look, property taxes is where it's at. We need to get property tax reform in there so that folks who, especially late in life, fixed income, they can't afford property taxes. They don't. The government doesn't come take their homestead and they get kicked out or lose property that they've had for their whole life, that they've worked their whole life to have, you know?
If you're constantly paying just for the right to own something, do you even own it? I mean, it's just, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You never own it. As long as you fall behind on your taxes 1 year, 2 years, the government can come in, swoop in and take it. And then they sell it for a fraction of what you actually have invested in it. The last thing I'll throw at you real quick. I don't know how much you I do know. I know you paid attention. But, hey, we had a bunch of special elections take place here recently, right?
Yes, sir. Looked pretty good, too.
And I didn't see anybody that was backed by what the voters thought was establishment-backed candidate. I didn't see anybody backed by what would be perceived as establishment backing win a single one of those elections.
Yeah. Thankfully.
I think you agree with that.
I think that bodes well. And by the way, the upstate, as always, leading on that front. Of actually
absolutely.
But
what I believe we can see statewide, I believe we see a movement where people are saying, hey, the system is not for the people the way it is, and we want new blood, we want new people in there so that we can help change the system. We want to affect change, and I think that's what we're seeing at the grassroots level, and people are voicing that at the ballot
absolutely.
Box. And
hey,
so I think we're going to continue to see that.
And that's on my Christmas list. Let's actually get conservatives elected. Thanks so much for joining us, Chris. And for the final trivia question, which famous Christmas story was inspired by the author's personal struggle with commercialism and blue feelings at Christmas time? Let me know your answers on the text line. This is Adam Morgan in for Terra Servatius, News Talk 989 WRD. Voice of the Carolinas.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. This is Adam Morgan in for Terra Servatius on this Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas Eve to all of you out there. I can see some of you rushing around just out the window here on Woodruff Road, frantically buying Christmas gifts. It is Christmas Eve. So those of you that waited till this, I'm not going to judge. I finished yesterday. I even made the trip to the mall yesterday. Terrible, terrible idea. But so I can't judge. But I asked you some, we've done Christmas trivia. We talked about what massively impactful Revolutionary War battle occurred on Christmas night many, many years ago, a turning point in the Revolutionary War, a turning point in Washington's life. The answer to that was the Battle of Trenton and the crossing of the Delaware, that famous painting. There's a meme going around talking about how basically how awesome Americans are. And it's like we're so tough and that we might even sail through freezing water and cut you in your sleep on Christmas night. So if you come at our freedom, which is a pretty funny meme. But another thing we asked was the most popular Christmas movie in America. What is it? What's the most viewed Christmas movie? That actually got the most engagement. Everybody had a strong opinion on that, what it should be, and the reaction to it. The answer was Home Alone. I think very surprising. A lot of people did not agree. But other top contenders were Charlie Brown, Christmas, It's a Wonderful Life, and more. The most recent trivia, though, I have not gotten the correct answer, and I'm surprised by that because I think it's kind of obvious. The question is, which famous Christmas story was inspired by the author's personal struggle with the commercialism and blue feelings at Christmas time? So the story is a famous story written, pretty much all of you know it, and it was inspired by the author's own feelings. He is written as basically he being the main character. And somebody said Elvis. No, wrong blue Christmas. So see if you can get it before the end of this segment, and I'll let you know what the answer is. Other news happening right now, some top news, especially trending on social media. CBS released yesterday that the Trump administration has mounted a nationwide campaign to void the asylum claims of thousands of immigrants with active cases in immigration court. Specifically, they are arguing that these people can be sent to countries or deported or just returned to countries that are not their own, and that is the appropriate place for them to seek asylum, not in the U.S. And CBS is kind of spinning this as a bad thing, like how dare Trump be sending these people to these other countries and not accepting the asylum claims. And you might ask the same question. Oh, well, why are they making this argument? Why send them to a country that's not their own if they have an asylum claim? Well, there's a very specific reason, because you're supposed to claim asylum in the first safe country that you go into. Since there are no active wars in South or Central America or Mexico or Canada, one can argue that there's really next to no legitimate claims or very few legitimate claims of asylum in the U.S. This is coming from Derek Hunter. Those are his words. I think they're actually pretty dead on. Just people who want to live here and have been trained by the left to say they fear for their lives. There's a reason some people flew from Pakistan or India or anywhere in Africa to Mexico and then literally walked across the border to claim asylum, and they didn't fly directly into the U.S. because customs would have just simply turned them back at the airport to the country of origin. Instead, they came to Mexico and walked illegally. What did Biden do? Well, Biden officials welcomed them at the border with work permits and a court date a decade away. That's actually some pretty good commentary. Well, some people still questioned, oh, that's terrible. They shouldn't be turning these asylum seekers and refugees away. There are legitimate cases, which there absolutely are legitimate cases that come before for refugees. The question is, how many are legitimate and how many are not? Well, in a recent study, a shocking study in Sweden, they discovered that 79. Now, before I say this, I want you to wrap your mind around these numbers. How many people would you guess return to the country they came from, the war-torn country that they are saying is unsafe, that they can't live there, that they need asylum from? How many people return for vacation to these war-torn places that they needed to seek asylum from? I want you to get a number in your mind. What do you think the number is? Is it 5%? Is it 15%? Is it 50% of the people that have come from these war-torn places, it's unsafe for them to live, they need to live in these other countries? In Sweden, study, explosive study came out. 79% of the refugees in Sweden have vacationed to the very countries that they fled from and needed refuge from. They're taking vacations to the country that they had to seek an asylum from. That is getting a lot of attention, especially in Europe. You know, normally our friends from across the pond that seem to struggle on pretty much anything with common sense, even over there, they're realizing maybe something's wrong here when almost 80% of the people that are seeking refuge and that are refugees are returning for vacation. Maybe things aren't as terrible. Maybe the situations in every case aren't as dire as they may seem. And the Trump administration has a point. We shouldn't, just because you want to come here because you might have the best economic opportunities, that's not a valid asylum claim. Just because you want better opportunities. That's not the goal. And the Trump administration also announcing that they're closing a Clinton loophole to make it or to prohibit legal and illegal immigrants from as easily taking part in the welfare system. Clinton loophole had changed it to basically the Congress had passed a bill prohibiting them from being a part of welfare systems. And then they created this loophole for whole systems like the food stamps and all those. And Trump administration announcing they're closing that and people, you know, all upset. Well, with what's going on in Minnesota, if you followed, where they found out that half of all Medicaid claims are fraudulent, $9 billion, maybe people can wake up and realize that it's time to take a serious look at the fraud that's going on there in the refugee system, in the asylum seeking, and in the welfare recipients from legal and illegal immigrants. So back to the question. Let me check and see if any of you got it. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. No, not that one. That's not the story. Christmas Story. Nope, not that one. It's a Wonderful Life. Nope, not that one. Although that's a good guess. Yes, there it is. Somebody got it. The story that I'm talking about, the Christmas Story, inspired by the author's own struggle with the commercialism and the materialism of Christmas that had him down, and actually struggling with his blue feelings. His wife had a serious health issue, and he just felt like, you know what, Christmas is actually a hard time. It's rough when things aren't going well. It's rough when you've lost family members. Maybe the joy isn't there. Maybe, you know, it's just frivolity and it's meaningless. And he felt like a Grinch. And he wrote the story, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So now when you go back and read that story, or when you watch one of the adaptations of it, you can think about that the story was actually written for himself. And that has a great line, and I like reading it to my kids. They love the story of the Grinch, where he steals Christmas because he's so annoyed by other people's celebration. Oh, and by the way, you remember what annoyed the Grinch the most? Was the singing. The singing. And by the way, we're going to talk about it. I want you to send me on the text line, 1-800-905-0989. You tell me what your favorite Christmas carol is. Right now, I'm going to see which Christmas carol gets the top. Because singing is it really is. That moves the heart like nothing else. And that's what bothered the Grinch the most, but also ended up breaking through when he said, it came without ribbons, it came without tags, it came without packages, boxes, or bags. And then he questions, maybe Christmas doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas means a little bit more. And his heart grows bigger in size from hearing the singing of the people who don't have anything to celebrate, but they still have each other and they're celebrating what Christmas actually means, which is often found, the profound meaning, in the Christmas carols about Jesus' birth and what he gave. Right back, this is Adam Morgan in for Terra Servatius, News Talk 989 WRD, Voice of the... Welcome back, and Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas Eve to you and your family. And I mentioned earlier, if you had a favorite tradition that your family does on Christmas, to let me know. And several people sent in different options, like, most of us do these big Christmas dinner with family, making gingerbread houses, reading the Christmas story, watching a Christmas movie, of course. There's a reason that this is so many people's favorite time of year. It really, it's one of the few high holidays, or high holy days, as the origin of holidays, the name right there belies the reality of it, that we have. And it's an awesome, amazing, exciting time that we do look forward to all year. And I'm enjoying seeing the favorite Christmas songs coming in. The Bells Will Be Ringing is an option. We Need a Little Christmas, Silent Night, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, a lot of different great options out there. And you know, I was thinking about, with the holidays and with all the preparation I actually took, or we made gingerbread houses with my kids the other day. And we've been doing a lot of the different Christmas traditions, you know, fully enjoying it. I have all little kids, 8-year-old, a daughter, 6-year-old son, and a 2-year-old son. So you're just, I mean, just literally peak Christmas time in every way. And we were doing gingerbread houses, and my 6-year-old was just enjoying it so much and finished it. I think it was the next day. So now he is already tearing apart his gingerbread house that we spent so much time making and eating it because you just couldn't control himself. And he just looked at me and he said, "Why don't we do this all the time?" I was like, "What? You mean gingerbread? Yeah, why don't we do this all the time?" I was like, "Well, you know, buddy, we have specific things that we do for Christmas, that we celebrate for Christmas." And I'm explaining that it's, you know, that's part of what makes it exciting. It's part of what makes it special is that you don't do it all the time. You do it specific. And he's just kind of looking at me very, he wasn't sold on it. And he was just like, "I think we should do this all the time." you know, there's a reason that we have all these memories and feelings and emotions tied to the celebration of Christmas. And I just encourage you all to make the most of it. You know, in the Bible, you read about the biblical feasts. That all of the Jews celebrated, that Jesus celebrated, and all of the feasts had the same elements. And it's exactly what we include, the elements, what we include in our celebrations, like Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving. You had a time of rest. So you literally took the day off. You ceased from work. You rested from your labors. It was a time of gathering, of family, of friends, of fellowship. It's a time of feasting. There's always some kind of food element where you gather together as a table and you share in God's bounty and you feast. It's a unique experience. There's customs and traditions and even decorations for each one, whether it's the Feast of Tabernacles or Pentecost or the Feast of Unleavened Bread or Passover, all these different things that they celebrated. And the point of having all those was so that you could teach the next generation and teach other people about the importance and about the events that were the reason behind the celebration. So it was always an instructive time, specifically tied to some kind of biblical teaching. And you know, Christmas, you look at it, it's the exact same thing. It's this high holy day where you have the ceasing of work, a day of rest. You gather together with your family and your friends, you fellowship with your loved ones, you sing, you have the traditions that you have the decorations that remind you of what you're celebrating, the birth of our Lord and Savior. At Christmas time, that's specifically what we're celebrating. And all of those same elements are right there. And I encourage you to make use of them, to enjoy in this day, in this high holy day of celebration, and in recognizing the blessings God's put in your life, and making sure to use the opportunity you have to teach your children and those around you about the importance of it. And truly celebrating. You know, one of the threads that you see throughout it, all of these holy days specifically point to, they're these days filled with celebration and joy and feasting, and all of them are just a foretaste of heaven, of what it's like in the presence of God. In the presence of God, there is fellowship, there is love, there's warmth, there's bounty, there's feasting and laughter and singing. And that's what makes these days so special. So I encourage you to make the best use of the holiday, and I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas. And if you're looking for a service to go to tonight, we have one at my church, Morningside Baptist Church, right there on Pelham in Greenville, South Carolina at 7 p.m., I know a lot of other churches are also having services. And I want to end with reading one of the favorite songs, the quotes from it that was mentioned, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," and the lyrics written. They're so powerful. "Hark the Herald Angels Sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. And with that, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Servatius on News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.